This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the ongoing census exercise is not just a government task but a responsibility of all citizens and that everyone's participation is vital. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said every Indian must be aware of the census campaign, the world's largest enumeration exercise. He added that the census 2027 will be conducted digitally with enumerators using a mobile app to record information.
घर घर जाने वाले कर्मचारियों के पास मोबाइल ऐप है वे आपसे बात करके उसी में जानकारी दर्ज करेंगे इस बार जनगणना में आपकी भागीदारी भी आसान बनाई गई है आप खुद भी अपनी जानकारी दर्ज कर सकते हैं
Lauding the country's nuclear scientists, the Prime Minister said the fast breeder reactor at Kalapakkam achieving criticality is a historic milestone in India's nuclear energy journey. He noted that the reactor has been built entirely with indigenous technology and apart from generating energy will also produce new fuel for the future. He said India's scientists are strengthening the civil nuclear program and contributing significantly to nation building. Mr. Modi said the month of May is beginning on a pious note with Buddha Purnima and extended his greetings to the people, noting that the teachings of Lord Buddha remain relevant today. Top political leaders are giving final push to sway voters in West Bengal as the high-voltage campaign for the second and the final phase of the assembly elections in the state concludes tomorrow. Voting in the state for the second phase is scheduled to take place on Wednesday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Arambagh in Hooghly district and Bangaon in North 24 Parganas district today. Later, Mr. Modi held a massive roadshow in Kolkata. Speaking at Arambagh, Mr. Modi claimed ruling TMC's corruption and governance failures have pushed people to the edge. He said the resolve to remove them is now stronger than ever. He said Hooghly will be developed as an industrial hub of the country once the BJP comes to power in the state. Speaking at Bangaon, Mr. Modi said the BJP's commitment to ensuring women's security in Bengal is reflected in its decision to give poll tickets to one of the survivors of the violence at Sandesh Khali, Rekha Patra and Ratna Debnath, who is the mother of the R.G. Kar Medical College rape murder victim. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a rally at Tehata and Ranaghat in Nadia district. Mr. Shah said the BJP will end Gunda Raj and Syndicate Raj if the party comes to power in the state. National convener of Aam Aadmi Party, Arvind Kejriwal, addressed a poll rally at Baliganj in support of the TMC candidate. Mr. Kejriwal praised senior Trinamool Congress leader Mamata Banerjee, alleging political pressure on her from central investigative agencies. Senior Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee held a rally at Purbasthali Uttar in Purba Bardhaman district. He also held a roadshow from Falta to Jagannathpur in Natun Rastar Mod. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and New Zealand will sign a free trade agreement FTA in New Delhi tomorrow, marking a significant step towards strengthening economic ties between the two countries. Speaking during his visit to the Taj Mahal in Agra with New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd McClay, Mr. Goyal said the agreement was finalized after years of high-level discussions and will be signed in the presence of both the leaders. The FTA aims to double bilateral trade to $5 billion over the next 5 years. The government has said that the domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal in the country with more than 51.8 lakh domestic LPG cylinders delivered yesterday. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas in a statement today said that more than 42,500 PNG consumers surrendered their LPG connections through mypngd.in website. The ministry is ensuring the uninterrupted availability of petroleum products and LPG across the country and mentioned that no dryouts have been reported at LPG distributorships. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans registered an 8-wicket victory over host Chennai Super Kings at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium today. Chasing a target of 159, Gujarat Titans reached 162 for 2 in 16.4 overs, guided by Sai Sudarshan's 87-run knock. And in the second match of the day, Kolkata Knight Riders were 32 for 4 in 6.1 overs against hosts Lucknow Super Giants when reports last came in. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants won the toss and opted to bowl. And with that, we end this news bulletin.